You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market, CCA Star, Allied Industrial Sales, Angler U, Boyd's One Stop. All right, 84 on the island this morning. Looks like today partly to mostly cloudy, a stray shower, thunderstorm. It could be possible. High of 89. Winds will be south-southwest anywhere from 15 to 25. And then for tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 84. South winds 10 to 20. And then for tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 89. Winds south 15 to 25. So, kind of warm, but warmer on the high ground. Always a lot cooler along the coast. If you call it cool, it is for us. We're used to it. All right, looking at Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have two of them today. We have a high that occurred at 2:49 a.m. It was a 1.3, so it'll be a standing high most of the day. I don't know, about mid-morning, noon, it'll start going out. We have a negative 0.5. That low tonight will bottom out at 6:32 p.m. at the Galveston Channel. 6:32 a.m. is sunrise, 8:19 p.m. sunset. Moon phase, 42%. And looking at current conditions, looks like the buoy offshore, 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. We have 85 degrees with 86-degree water, south wind 16 to 18. Eagle Point, it's 84 degrees with 87-degree water, southwest 7 to 9. Morgan's Point, 82 degrees, 86-degree water, and south wind at 3 to 5. Barometric pressure's well above 30 inches now. About 12, 13 tenths more than it was yesterday morning. So a little bit of high pressure settling in here. And that ought to do it. So let's get to our Star Tournament leaderboard update. We do that every hour. Looks like two red-tagged redfish have been weighed in. Gary Mershon of Houston and Nate Appella of Hallettsville. That's for the Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division, Haney Boat Package, Mercury Coastline, and then for the Blue Tag Division, that's a transport boat, Mercury Coastline Package. Four of those tags, Steve Isaacs of Lake Jackson, Mitchell Mays of Georgetown, Robbie Pratt of Spring, and Brian Cook of Dripping Springs. And Sheephead, new leader this week by 1 ounce, Eric Harper of Houston. He weighed his in at Linda's Sylvan Beach Bait and Tackle. A 9-pound, 10-ounce sheephead, Gaff Top, Cherie Andrada. 6 pounds, 14-ounce. Sue Lee still hanging on with that black drum of 11 pounds, 10 ounces. That's a 1-ounce leader also. So there's a lot of close calls here in this. Anyway, offshore division, Kingfish, two of them weighed in. Finally on the board, 30-pound minimum, Carol Riley of Port O'Connor. 33 pounds, 15 ounces, Dorado Cameron Huebner of Fulshear. That's a 37-pound, 3-ounce Dorado. And Ling, Danielle Grunewald, still hanging on with a 56-pound, 15-ounce Ling. And Red Snapper Joseph Hansen of Rocheron, 25 pounds, 18 ounces. All right, let's get over to the Sabine Lake area and see what's going on with Captain Bill Watkins this weekend. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, buddy. I got some kind of weird connection here this morning. You keep blipping in and out, but I'm on the highway here going fishing.
Yeah, it's you're probably getting a little cell phone interference there.
I don't know what it is. Anyway, we'll just go ahead and try it.
You sound good and clear to me. Everything's fine.
Yeah, I'm hearing you too. Right at the moment, who knows?
Well, what's going on?
Yep, there it went again.
There it went again. Still there. Would you like for us to do a callback, maybe reconnect and see if that'll make a difference? We'll do that, and Jace will handle that for me real quick. All right, Jace, try him again. See if we can. You never know these days. I'm pretty sure it's probably on his end. Not to say nothing could be wrong up here because we've had the gremlin issue before, but I think possibly it's, you know, it hits. I've had that happen talking cell to cell, you know, going down the road, and you get that feedback, and you just hang up and recall whoever you were talking to, and it goes away. So maybe that'll, let's see what we can do now. Bill, is that any better for you?
Yeah, a little bit. Sure is.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
man.
Try that again.
Well, I'm heading on fishing down there this morning, and I'm going to go to the ship channel in the lower lake. That's going to be my thing this morning.
A woman's.
Right.
Yeah. So, and I'll be throwing the usual suspect lures that I've been throwing all this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good.
Well, usually if it isn't broke, don't fix it, man.
No, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
No, sir.
I had some guys threw some bass assassins with a little curly-tailed bass assassins.
Yeah.
And they were being pretty successful there in one area. And they were white with a chartreuse tail. So, standard procedure.
Shocking color. White with a chartreuse tail. Imagine that.
Yeah, but I'd like to talk about my new little salty hundos. You talk about some fine little reels.
Well, mine are holding up quite well. I don't use them as much as y'all do, but I've had them for quite a while now, and no issues whatsoever.
No, the only thing, the way I palm my reel, somehow I lower the adjustment on the casting. That little knob that you turn that adjusts the casting.
What, on the on your left hand palm side?
Yes, it adjusts the break.
Right.
And every once in a while, I'll inadvertently back that thing off.
Really? Huh. Usually that thing's hard to turn. You know, you got to use like your thumbnail or something on it to get it to click.
But I want to talk about music.
So anyway.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I've got you then. So that's been the only problem I've run into with that reel is the placement of that adjustment.
Yeah, that reel has two. You actually have another one on the inside on the spool. And
yes.
I just left mine at the way it came from the factory. I hadn't played with that. It throws so good by using the external braking system. I don't even mess with it.
Yeah, I don't either. I've not attempted that. But like you say, it works so well. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's
true.
Now, Mike could play with more and do better, but I don't know.
Well, when you cast almost all the line off of it, especially on a windy day with the wind behind you, it's throwing pretty good.
Yeah, I bet as strong as you are, you can almost do that.
Yeah, and I throw one-handed. I just do the old release point, you know, just a little flip, and it's gone.
Yeah, I think it's at least 20, 25 trips under its belt. So, and now I've kind of started using the other one, getting it broke in. But they're so precision that they're exactly the same. I can set them on 2.5 to 3.
Yeah.
And that fixes everything. Just right there, you know.
Well, and the thing with those is tight. You know, it's a whole one-piece frame, and everything's machined so precision and tight, it just takes that tiny bit of oil. You know,
yeah.
If you over-oil it, it'll slow it down, and it won't function properly. Just one drop goes a long way, and use thin oil, too, yep. As thin as you can get.
Yeah, that's how I found it. One drop of oil.
Mm-hmm. I still use that old X1R I've been using for years. It's slick on both sides, as Skeeter used to say. Slick on both sides.
Yep. I would imagine.
Well, have you caught a big one lately? A big trout? Y'all run into any decent, you know, like 5-6 pounders yet?
Yeah, here a while back, I had a honest five pounder,
right.
And a 4 pounder, and we had one, lost one on a topwater bait that probably would have exceeded that, and those were.
They were what?
Tide runners.
Those are good ones.
So that, you know, that kind of tells the story on that. Now, we've got some pretty good trout in the lake itself, but I think that, you know, that's the exception rather than the rule.
Yeah.
Now, I run into some back in the winter that were 21s, 22s.
We're definitely home girls.
Way up in the lake, back when the water was still salty. But the lake is fresh.
I'm sure it is.
Still a bunch of dirty water in there, especially in the northern to middle section. But we've got the rivers are down. So all of that's going to finally rectify itself if we don't get any more big rain.
Yeah, it depends on how much rain that system dumped up in East Texas yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my dam forecast right now. Livingston's still the same. They did bump it up to about 10.5 a couple of days ago, but the lake's about 3 inches above pool. You know how Livingston is. They want to keep that right at 131, you know.
Yeah.
So. It just depends on how much that system dumped, you know, up our river sheds yesterday.
Yeah, and I don't really have an idea.
I know they had some floodwaters over in Baton Rouge, but
we didn't get hardly anything out of that.
No, like down by the coast, we didn't get much. Everything stayed north of Beaumont, you know, through East Texas. We had some showers pop up yesterday evening, some, you know, little tails coming off that thing, coming out of Gulf, but I didn't get a drop at my house again. Umbrella Point, that's those old-timers named that right. I mean, there was a big one coming across the bay from the west side, San Leon area over that way, and LaPorte, and once it gets to the bay, it'll just split. It'll go south of me and north of me. You know, Smith Point and Anahuac got rain. And it was headed right for me, It's just weird. Something to do with some kind of temperature diversion, you know, with the water and the land mass. It always does that every time.
That's amazing.
It is. It's crazy. It really is.
Yeah, if it rains at all in Vidor, I'm going to get rain. I'm the other way around.
Right. You're going to get it.
I did get a little bit yesterday. It wasn't very much.
Right.
Maybe a quarter of an inch.
Well, I could use it. All right. Well, let me knock out this commercial break, Bill. Hang with me. I'll be right back at you, buddy. All right. Well, folks, the Belleville Meat Market is a great place to shop for great A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. They're easy to find right in downtown Belleville. Look for the big white sign. And while you're stop by the meat market, check out their smoked sausage samples. They're available daily in the store. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue that's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And check out their bulk pricing available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage, along with homemade hot dogs, original or with cheddar cheese, hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloins, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. Let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue block party headquarters. And their new Chuck Wagon patties, these are half-pound beef patties seasoned and loaded with cheddar cheese. And while you're there, check out their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. They're really good. And their wild game processing facility open year-round. They never close. And, you know, check out their new sausage recipe. It's really good. You got to try it. And get you some deer tamales, venison hot dogs. Your family will love that you did. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 419. All right, Bill, we are back, my friend. As you head down the road. Is he there? It says he's there, but I don't hear anything. Or he doesn't hear me. There you go.
Yep, I'm back.
All right. All right, where were we?
I don't know. I got lost in the shuffle. But one thing for sure, it looks like we lost. We moved that weather out of here, and it's okay. I'm not seeing anything lightning wise. What do you see on
the
radar?
There's just a few little spots. Nothing to them, you know, on radar. No big deal. And there's not a real sizable chance. There's some scattered showers out in the Gulf. There's one little bitty light one down at the bottom end of your lake, you know, towards Sabine Pass right now. Now, Calcasieu's got a pretty good bunch of rain on it this morning, next door to you. But, you know, that little old bitty shower is just heading north towards Orange, you know, what the future cast shows. And that's really not much. Just, you know, anything that comes in today will be coming out of the Gulf because there's a few little spots out there.
Yeah, maybe I can dodge it.
Yeah, I think you can manipulate around all of those. No problem.
Well, you got a couple of guys that have to go on Saturday and Sunday. That's just the way you got to play it.
You got to take them when you can,
man.
You got
to go.
I know. It's sometimes tougher fishing weekends due to the crowds and all that, but, hey, you're the pro. You can get away from the crowds and catch your fish, find you some more.
I'm losing you, buddy.
Or I'm losing you. I can still hear him. I mean, I don't know what's up with it. Are you on Bluetooth or something this morning? I don't know what's going on.
You might as well drop me off.
There you go. You're back. I don't know why your phone's doing it this morning, but it is.
I have no idea. It's something about this. I think my truck radio's messing up.
Are you on Bluetooth?
Yeah, it's cutting on and off.
That's probably the reason.
Yes.
That's probably does it, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're loud and clear now.
You might as well drop me off. I'm blue set.
All right, well, get on out of here. Go ahead and dump him. Get rid of him. Boy. Yeah, it'd probably work better if you just use your cell phone straight up. But I know if you're driving down the road, it's safer to use Bluetooth. But it... I think it stinks. It doesn't work out a lot of times. Usually you pick up a lot of road noise. Apparently he wasn't driving too fast. You didn't hear it, but it happens. Anyway, well, we'll talk some more about the... if you can get Richard, go ahead and get him, and I'll just finish up this segment with him and continue on in the next one if you want to, Jace. But real quick, I got time to get the Star Kids and the Star Teens in on this... CCA leaderboard right now, and the Star Kids, that's for the youngsters. That sheephead still holding 6 pounds, 3 ounces for Caroline Konecki, a 9-year-old of Mission, Texas. Gafftop is a 5'10", that's Cohen Fakeney, an 8-year-old of Corpus. And then in the Star Teens division, scholarship division, Hudson McBride, a 14-year-old, is still hanging on with that 9-pound, 1-ounce sheephead. And Hunter Morrison, a 14-year-old of Lumberton, Texas, is leading the gafftop division with a 5-pound, 10-ounce. So that's looking good for those kids. They've been in the lead for quite a while now, several weeks. So, but anyway, we'll go to Richard and get cranked up with him now up on Lake Conroe. Richard, good morning. Sorry we hit you a little early, but Bill.
You there?
Yeah, we're here.
Hello.
You having trouble too?
No. I was changing over from my earbuds. It's still going back to my dang earbuds, but that's all right.
All right, there? We got you good and loud and clear now, buddy.
Good deal.
All right.
Yeah. Well, there ain't very much wind blowing this morning, I know that.
No, there's not. You know, it's a little bit offshore, but inshore, fairly calm. They're calling for it to blow today, but I don't see it yet.
Well, it's a breeze, so it's not too bad, but it's kind of almost due south now, so
south to southwest, yeah.
Yeah. That's all right, as long as it blows a little bit, so it's all good. But that's at least those hybrids bit the other day. That's the main thing. Them rascals.
Didn't you light them up?
We caught a few of them. I mean, it took me a little while to get them found, but once we got them found, we started catching them pretty good. So
that's the biggest part. Can't catch them. I know it. You're on them.
That's right. There ain't no doubt.
Got to be on them to get them, buddy.
Yeah, that's what's funny when you're looking at depth finder and stuff, and you get out there and they, like I say, being off the water as long as I've been off. I knew they moved around a little bit, but I run around and checked out several spots where they should have been, and came back to where I kind of started. I was probably about 20 yards off of where I started the other morning, and them rascals were piled up there. It's like, good night. Why didn't I move just a little bit more, and I'd have found them right off the bat. But that's all right. As long as you find them, that's the main thing. We're going to try them again this morning.
When you find those hybrids out there in the open water like that, are you over anything? Are they on any kind of undulation, like a gut or a hump or a pond dam or something, or what?
Well, typically what they're doing, or what they always do, is they're just kind of like catfish. They'll follow a ridge or just a break line somewhere, mm-hmm. and they'll follow that ridge. And the main thing is finding the bait. You know, I've said that a million times. Find a bait, you'll find a fish. And you find a bait out there, go along a little ridge line, you may have to vary your depth. You know, like they've been running 27, 28 feet deep. You know, mm-hmm. suspended, of course. They're not out right there. But the other day they were in 24, so it's little bit of a difference there. They weren't quite where they were. You know, they moved up just a touch shallower, which is about right, you know, because I didn't really look for a thermocline, but there should be a thermocline in the lake now with as hot as it is. Because
sure.
Like right now where I'm sitting, the water temperature is 86 degrees, so it's pretty warm still. And once it gets warm like this, typically on Conroe, you get a thermocline in about 15 foot of water. So 15 to 18 foot of water is where the majority of your fish are going to be. It's mm-hmm. going to kind of stack up in there because that's where all the oxygen's at. That's where all the bait fish are going to be at and everything else. So, you know, and then the other day when we were catching the hybrids, pretty much everything was in 20 to 22 foot of water that we was catching as far as where I set my baits. You know, that's the thing because, you know, even though we were sitting on that break line, it broke from like 20 foot to 28 foot, but they were sitting on a little ledge about 24 foot deep. So, and it's, you know, it's some of those spots, like one of those spots I check out this time of year, there's an old pond out in the middle of the lake, and the creek that actually runs out of the back of that pond dumps into the river channel. And I just kind of, I sit right there on a couple of sandbars that are right off that creek channel just before it dumps into the river channel. And that's where they'll kind of hang out. Cause what they do is they'll go in the pond and feed at night. And then as the sun starts to come up, they'll, you know, the pond's still, you know, it's on a flat that's about 18 to 20 foot deep. And then the pond itself's about 24, but they'll go in that pond at night and feed. And then as the sun comes up, they'll start following that creek channel out to the main river channel. Right. And I just sit there and kind of intercept them as they come out. And it usually works pretty good. And I was sitting there, you know, like I say, I was sitting there the other day, and it was, they were supposed to be there, but they weren't. And then I run around and check a couple of other spots where I'd been catching some smaller ones and stuff like that. And nothing. And I said, well, dang it. So we ran back up to where we started at. And then, like I say, we just kind of looked around a little bit more, and I went a little bit, like I say, about 20 yards off of the channel that dumped into the river and off that sandbar. And it's like, okay, well, there they are. You know, and I pick them up on my side imaging really good. When you find them, you'll see them on the side imaging really good. You'll see arches and shadows and everything else out there. That's what I need to do is get on them real good. I may do that today, take some pictures of it, and then just kind of post those so people can kind of see what I'm talking about. Because it's a blast. When you find them the right way, it is amazing how they'll just stack up and just, it's crazy how many will be there. And it's, you know, like I say, it's just, it looks like spaghetti a lot of times. They'll be just kind of strung out through there and just everywhere. I mean, just piled up everywhere. But, and we also checked catfish the other day and hit my deeper spots, you know, because I was saying the other day that buddy of mine said the catfish are pretty much through spawning. No, that's not right. They're still up there doing it.
I think all my deeper speckled trout, they spawn all year long, different times, not all up spawn at once. You know, bass spikes it out all through the spring, you know, into the early summer. So,
right, they do, you know, and that's the thing. And then like with the catfish, though, I think there's still a big portion of them that haven't spawned out, because all my deep spots, we pulled up on two of my deeper spots, and we caught. I bet we probably caught 40 of them, and not one single one was a keeper. It's like, you got to be kidding me, you know. And that, and it's like, what the heck? So I said, well, we're going to run back up here and check out these spawners up here and see if they're still going. Pulled up there. I think we ended up keeping 14 or 15, something like that. But, you know, I just kind of run out of time and got pretty hot. And plus on my little spot where I catch them when they're spawning, if that wind ever just stops, they quit. I mean, it's amazing. They will not bite at all on that spot. So it's I always try to make sure there's a little bit of a breeze blowing when I get up there, because it's all the way up on the north end of the lake, up around 1375 Bridge. So it's, you know, it's because there's a big giant flat out there that's, I think, unless you're in the channel itself, there's a couple little channels that run through there, and they're only about 8 foot deep. But on the flats, it's only 4 to 5 foot all the way across about 500 acres. So it's, right. You know, those fish just, they'll pile up on there, and they follow those little guts that and those little drains and ditches that are up on that flat. And that's how they spawn, is along there. And that's how I set up. I got a couple of little drains that come off and drop into the river channel, and they'll move up on that flat. And I just sit right there and right on the big drop from that. It's usually it's about 14 foot where I'm setting up, but the river channel is actually about 20, and then the flat's only about 4 right behind me. So it's, I'm sitting right up on that break, and there's just a little indention there with a drain that comes out, and they'll use that drain and go up on that flat. And it's
amazing.
You know, that's the thing. It is because you know, those fish, they use just those drop offs and stuff like we use highways, you know, they'll go along there. Sure. Just follow
it's
those
like
edges.
Avenues, man. They really do.
That's it.
Hey, let me knock this break out. Richard, I'll come right back at you. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Be right back with you. You know, folks, AnglerU is committed to steadily expanding their library of videos. They cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers. They have decades of experience, and they're steadily expanding their library of videos to cover all topics. They're archived. That way you can see patterns over time. Educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, and tarpon. Whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, simply go to anglerU.com. You can become a member today and receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. This will save you a ton of money, folks. Go to anglerU.com. That's anglerU.com, and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:37 here in the Bayou City. All right, Richard, we are back, my friend. We were talking about highways and avenues for fish that follow and all that good stuff.
That's it. I mean, that's one of the things, you know, you start kind of trying to figure out all the stuff about how they move and act and stuff like that. You know, pretty much anywhere you go, fish is going to follow those ledges and drop-offs like that just to kind of move around, and so does the bait. The bait now sometimes will get out in open water like they, you know, they just ball up and get out there in open water and try to look bigger so nothing will eat them. But them dang old hybrids got them figured out. They'll bust through them rascals quick. So it's, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I was kind of growing up on the Trinity River fishing over there. It's what you always, that's how we've kind of figured it out. You know, you'd always fish. You got in the river itself, there was about four ledges. You had a deep ledge, a kind of a mid-range, and an upper ledge, and then a shallow ledge. And you'd always take, you know, catfishing, you'd throw a bait out on a deep ledge, and you'd throw one on that each ledge out there, and then just kind of sit there and figure out which one's getting the most bites. And that's typically where your fish are at, you know. And that's, you know, that's long before GPS, long before any of the forward facing stuff. You know, that's just how you figured it out, you know. These, and it didn't take long to do it either, and you always knew that, like at the river, I'd always go down there and I'd put me, like the day before or something, I put me a little stick in the water right by the boat ramp, and if I went down there and it was lower than the stick was from the day before, or if it's higher, as lower I fish deep, if it's higher I fish shallow. That's pretty much all you had to do, just figure out where the water level was for that time of day. And you know, it's real simple, you know, because all those fish typically, and they do it in the Gulf too, in the bays and stuff, when that water comes up, they go shallow. When it goes out, they go deep. I mean, that's because they know better than to get trapped in that stuff. So, you know, you get some of them that get caught in there, but for the most part, most of those fish, they're going to move with the flow of the water. They're not going to sit in one place and just say, okay, this is where I live and this is where I'm going to stay. You know, it's because they're just not going to get trapped. And that's same way with freshwater lakes. When they come up, you know, all those fish will move up into shallow stuff and start eating, like over at Rayburn, for example, they get up in that buck brush and start eating all the little bugs and stuff up in there. And, you know, I know there for a while, some of those bass were up in there when it would flood on the river, and they'd eat those pine beetles. You know, when those pine beetles
and those little sirens, yeah. You know, those lizards.
Yeah, they'll get up there and eat the heck out of them. You know, talk about them lizards. Like, I was over at, I think it was Amstead. Is it Amstead or Falcon? I was over there, and I kept noticing these little lizards on those big bluff walls. And it's like, you know, those things don't all stay up there on that wall. Some of them will fall in. So yeah. What I started doing is taking a little old worm and just, I'd slam it up against that wall and let it fall in the water. And mm-hmm. I was catching fish doing that because those rascals will hang out underneath them. It's like, okay, they're hanging out down here on this rock wall waiting on some of them lizards to fall in. You know, right. Granted, there wasn't a lot of mm-hmm. big ones, but there was fish that were eating those lizards that would fall in the water like that. And, you know, you just talked about it before, pay attention to your surroundings. You'll figure out a whole bunch of stuff, you know. That's like on schooling fish, and you've seen it a million times. I've seen it a million times. You get fish schooling on the surface, and you get that one knucklehead that wants to blow right in the middle of them. You know, it's like, come on, dude. You know, you can't just go blowing into them and expect to catch them. You're gonna spook them off. You know, stop upwind, downwind, up current, whatever, and drift into them. Don't be making all that racket blowing into them. If everybody does the right thing, 8 or 10 boats can gang up on them and sit there and catch the heck out of them the whole time. But you know, because I see them do it up at Texoma a lot, because a lot of those striper guides up there, they talk to each other a lot and say, hey, they're over here, and they'll all be ganged up in one little area, and they know how to make a drift where you know they're not bumping into each other, they're not casting over each other, and everybody's catching fish
the
whole time.
Man. Common currency.
It is. Well, it ain't that common.
I tell you, when people go crazy down here on the coast when birds are working, you know,
yes,
whether it's redfish or trout schooling on the surface, it just, they can't help themselves. It just, the bad comes out in them. You know, the etiquette goes right out the window, buddy.
that's where you decoy them.
One day, it kept motoring all in there. I said, look, man. Is that trolling motor on your boat work? He said, yeah. I said, well, why don't you use it?
Right, exactly. I mean, that's what it's there for,
just
to be
use
quiet.
The thing. Let it down in the water, yeah. Man. Don't even
right.
Turn that big motor off.
Exactly. I mean, well, you know, the thing is, you know, that's a buddy of mine and myself, we'll decoy people like that, too. It's it's a Cheeto decoy, right? Throw a bunch of Cheetos out there on the surface and let them birds start attacking them Cheetos.
But anybody that knows, they can tell by the way them birds are working that it's not fish, you know.
but most of them guys that are just going to blow in there.
But the pot lickers don't. They don't know the difference.
That's right. They don't know the difference. They just see them birds working, you know. It's funny how it works, too. I mean, you do it, and people think, man, look at all them birds over there. We're going to go over there. And they get over there in you, and you just take off and you find the real ones. You find the ones that are doing the right thing. So,
I had some guys one morning when Trinity Bay used to be Trinity Bay, when we had salt water in the summertime, we had an area between Fisher's Reef and the spillway in about 7-8 feet of water, just out from the flats. We just called it Bird Alley because the birds would always work there every morning. And I went through there one morning, and I got a pack of crackers, and I'd crush them up in my hand and pull them out. And then I'd go about 50 yards and then do it again. My guys would go, what are you doing? I said, I'm baiting up the fishermen. I said, because these birds are going to start working here in a little bit, and they'll be fishing these while we can get on a school and get them to ourselves for real fish and knock them out, and then we'll go do something else.
And that's it.
They laughed all day about that.
Well, I mean, it's funny the tricks.
What is fishing coming to? I said, hey, man, you just.
You know, I'll tell you what, it's crazy.
I promise you, when these birds start working, it's going to be like Southwest Freeway at rush hour.
I guarantee you, you know, and it's funny the tricks that we learned to move people off of them. You know, it's like I got a spot on the south end down there of the lake that I usually, in the winter months, typically from, say, January to March, I'll catch a bunch of hybrids in this one little small area. I mean, it's probably not 20 yards in diameter. And it's just a little bitty channel that runs up on a flat. and it dead ends. It just runs up there and stops. And they'll get right there where it stops. You know, where it stops, it's about 16 feet deep on top of a little hump. But then it drops off at like 24. So it's like a little hole with a drain that comes out to 50 plus feet of water. Right. And I know. So it's only, like I say, it's just a real small little area.
Yeah.
And there's times whenever I hadn't been down there doing it in a long time because they just kind of quit showing up there. But there used to be 8-pounders that go in that spot all the time. And I'd pull up out there and I'd get everything baited up. And I'd move off to the side of it a little bit, and I'd sit there, and my people would be going, what are we doing? I said, well, we're going to wait just a minute, see who all shows up, because I get these people that watch me, and they'll pull up right beside me and start fishing. I said, no, they don't do that. I said, yeah, they do. So we sat there, and next thing you know, I got 5 or 10 boats around me, and I said, we're just going to sit right here. The fish are right over there. They just don't know it. You know, these other guys don't know it, but they're just – you know, they're not 20 yards from us right now, but we're going to sit right here and just not catch nothing for a minute. And then, you know, about 10, 15 minutes of me not catching nothing, they'll pick up and leave. And sure enough, well, they'd all pick up and leave. And I said, all right, let's go catch some fish. Pull over, boom, boom, boom. We catch it and limit out. We're done in 30 minutes. It's like, okay. You know, and it's a blast because they, you know, those guys think, man, where'd he catch them? But they always see me and they'll come up and try to get right there where I'm at and catch them, you know. So it's one of those things where number one is I can't catch your fish. You can't catch my fish. We do different things using different baits. I can't ask somebody, hey, what are you catching your fish on? Where are you catching them at? Stuff like that and go catch them. I can ask you how deep are you catching
them.
It's
always better when you find them yourself. Do your own thing. It's always better.
That's right. There ain't no doubt.
I don't like chasing my tail. I'm just not into that. All right, Richard. No. I got to roll, man. If somebody wants to call you about getting up and fishing Conroe with you, give them some info how they can reach you, man.
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
Okay, Richard. Have a good day. Good luck to you.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
See you, man. All right. All right, let's go down to Matagorda now. Let's check in with Captain Charlie Paradosky. Charlie P., what's up?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
Getting ready to get motivated here and get rolling.
Fight the old elements.
Oh, fight the same elements. You know, at least the past couple of days, the wind's been down.
Yes.
And it's allowed us to fish some places that we haven't been able to fish because of chocolate melt conditions. So it's okay. You know, it's still west in the wind.
Here, you know, with the calm weather, it's catch rates have gone way up. Everybody's catching.
Yeah. Everybody's catching.
We got a little west in the wind this morning, southwest. It's not bad inside. You know, offshore it's puffing up a little bit, about 16, 18. But
yeah, I'm sure it'll. When I got off the water yesterday about 11:30, you know, the whole bay had cleared up, and then it puffed up again in the afternoon. So we'll see what it looks like this morning. But everybody's scattered out. Nobody's on top of each other. And it's the same old story. The people throwing croakers, whitefish, and are really catching the better fish.
Yeah.
And what I caught, we caught a lot of smaller fish yesterday. Golly.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't have anything over 17 inches, but a lot of undersized. But,
we were talking about
that
the
other
day. Everybody's going, man, where'd all those little fish go that we were catching? I said, they're still around. You'll stumble back up on them. And, invariably, you know, it happens.
Yeah. And there's a very good early bite as soon as you get out there. And then you start pecking. And about 10:30, here's another good bite. So you still have to be in the right places, you know. They're not everywhere.
Sure you do. You got to be on fish to catch fish, man.
Yeah, man, you got to hunt them.
Yes, you do.
Yes, sir. So,
hunt them and stalk them.
I can't get the Astros down here. What did they do last night?
They lost 6-1. I think the bullpen. I couldn't stay up and watch them. In West Coast games, I'm just not a good fan. I have to go to bed. I got to go to work, man. And I think it was 1-1 in the eighth inning. We finally scored a run in the eighth and tied it up. And then they went off in the eighth, scored four, and then they scored another run in the ninth. They beat us 6-1. So now we're only four games up on them.
Yeah.
And Walters pitched a really good game. You know, he had seven innings, seven strikeouts. He only had one walk and three hits and one run. Pretty good game he had.
Yeah, I thought that All-Star game was pretty good, too.
It was. I like that. I like that venue. You know, have the home run swing off at the end. Yeah. That was pretty cool. When they first announced it, I go, oh, man, this bites. Now I know why the National League coach used every pitcher he had, because he knew that, you know, if they tied it up and went into extra innings, you know, it would be a swing off. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah, I did, too. The old American
good league, entertainment.
Man, they fought back and tied it up. I couldn't believe it.
Sure did.
Never give up.
Sure did. Well, we'll get out here and fight the elements and see what we can do today.
Well, it doesn't look too bad right now. You know, everything looks good till the sun comes up. You just never know.
Yeah. I still haven't heard of anybody getting in a surf down here. Looks like y'all's surf is right a little bit down toward Bolivar.
Yeah, the pocket. There's, the old Bolivar Pocket shark pit. It's holding trout. You know, waders are doing okay there, and some people fishing out of the boat, but sharks are eating a lot of fish.
Yeah, we caught three yesterday.
Sharks?
Fishing in East Bay, yeah. You know,
wow.
Not big ones, but then I talked to somebody that was wading into oyster farm yesterday and said they had a problem with a big shark down there.
Bull. Probably a big old bull, man.
Yeah, so, well, same old, Mickey.
Well, sharks are fishermen, too. They're going to be where the trout are, buddy.
Yeah, they're going to be in that surf when it gets right, too.
Just like them darn dolphins. They're going to be where the fish are.
Now, I haven't seen them in East Bay lately. That puzzles me. They're all over the intercoastal, but I haven't seen one in East Bay. Last year, they were everywhere out there.
Maybe the intercoastal's full of trout.
That's right.
Probably is. You remember that Troutmaster tournament we had down there? We used to have them at, what was it, Riverbend Tavern?
Right.
Gordy and I were just killing time, waiting for everybody, you know, for the weigh-in to start. And we went down there by the old drawbridge, and there were some people fishing off the bank. This guy had caught a trout as long as my leg, man. He cut it in half so it would fit in his cooler. I said, we got 300 guys out there today fishing for a fish like that, and came right there on dead bait on the bottom, right there by the causeway, out of the intercoastal.
Now, they used to catch a lot of big fish under that causeway. We had one rough guy down here that was an ex-con that fished it religiously and caught giant trout all the time. Finally, he tried to beat up a cop somewhere, and he went back to prison, so we never saw him again.
That saved some trout.
Yeah.
Well, once a problem, always a problem. But no,
that's right.
Gordy and I were in shock, man. He said, that fish has got to be over 10 pounds. I said, I promise you it's over 10 pounds. I said, man, you should have mounted that fish. He said, no, I'm going to eat it. I said, apparently you are. You cut it in half so it'd fit in that cooler on that ice. He had a little, just a drink box and like a 25 quarter weather. He sawed that trout in half and stacked it in there, man.
For some reason, that drawbridge attracted a lot of bait. You could see it when it would swing.
Right.
All that bait moving underneath it. So,
man,
it held some trout. Sure did.
Maybe we can get you an intercoastal pattern going. I hate fishing in her coat.
It's gone now, man.
I'm telling you. All right, Charlie P. Well, hey, man, somebody wants to come down and fish, will you give them a number so they can reach you?
Call me on my cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, man. Go Astros. I'll see you next week, brother.
All right. Take care, Mickey.
Thanks, Charlie. See you, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.